Okay, welcome everyone. I just want to go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Leah Perlman, and Hale asked me to lead the session today. Going forward, the instructors, coaches, and facilitators will be helping lead these monthly free support calls, and Hale will continue to lead them from time to time. So with that said, I am very happy to be here with you. And we already have some hands up, so we're just going to go ahead and jump in. If you're new to this call, I'll just ask for anyone to raise their hand if you'd like support or assistance. You don't have to know anything to raise your hand and get supported. Okay, with that, I'm going to start with Winfred.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Winfred.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question.
Of course.
Can I call you Lynn?
It's Leah.
Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
I request for some release on some topic. The first one is about body sensation, because I have kind of some neurological disorder, and now and then there are some comes and go many very uncomfortable sensations and emotions. Yeah, and sometimes I want to help on the release this part.
Okay. Are those uncomfortable sensations and emotions, are they here now?
Now it's not strong, just a little bit.
Okay, and so the question is how to work on them when they're stronger?
Yeah, and then sometimes when they're strong, I try to release it. It feels cannot release it.
Yeah.
It feels like cannot be released. But it disappears later on anyway. But just it feels like cannot release immediately.
When you're releasing on these sensations, are you trying to get rid of them or change them?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, good. So in this moment, is there any sense that these sensations are a problem or shouldn't be happening or something to be gotten rid of?
Yeah, in this moment, it's just a belief that it need to be get rid of. It's not the strong sensation is not here in this moment.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like there's a planning or an assumption that they're going to come back, these strong sensations.
Yes, that's assumption that it will come back.
Yeah. Okay. And do you feel right about that assumption? Is there an attachment to that?
Yes, I feel it's right.
Okay. Yeah. So Winfred, just for this moment, see if you can just let yourself feel as sure and as right as you do, that you know.
Yes.
Yeah, good. And is that rightness welcome or allowed?
Yes.
And is there any sense that it's personal, like it's you that's right about this?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so just for now, let yourself feel as personal and as attached to the story as you do.
Yes.
And then check to see what is it that's aware of this rightness and this sense of personal. And that may not be something you can answer, but just check to see.
Will there still any rightness?
What is it that's aware of the rightness?
Okay. Cannot find something that is aware.
Perfect. So can that be welcome or allowed, what you cannot find?
Yes.
Okay, and then check again to see if that Winfred personality is attached to those sensations coming back.
Yes.
And when you notice that attachment, what arises? It might be a sensation, an emotion, a thought.
Some belief.
Okay, some
And
belief.
and the image of some sensations.
Okay. So is that belief in those image in that image, is that allowed or welcome?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what if this is just what's apparently happening? There's sometimes apparent sensations as well as resistance and belief and planning. Can you see that all as one big narrative, one big story unfolding in the Winfred life?
Yeah, it's sorry.
So let's go back and forth a little bit. And just let yourself want this story to be over as much as you do. The story of these sensations, yeah. So really allow that wanting to be here.
Yes.
And then see if you can let the sensations come and go as they do, as much as they already do. Just let them be here if they are.
Kind of want to say no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So just let the resistance be here.
Yes.
And just that no to what is, just let that be here.
Yes.
And then again, let yourself want this story to be gone over as much as you do.
Yes. Yes.
And then see if you can let life, with respect to these sensations, just be what it is, as much as it is.
Yes.
And then want the story to change as much as you do.
Yes.
And let the story be what it is, as much as it is.
Yes.
And one more time, let yourself want it to be different as much as you do.
Yes.
And see if you can just let the story be what it is, including the wanting it to be different.
Yes.
And then see if you can zoom out a little bit, just holding all of it, the wanting it to be different, the sensations, life doing what it's doing.
Really, yes.
Yeah. So what's here now when you think about this issue?
Feels like nothing, but kind of like want to think about it. It becomes vague, you know? You know what I mean?
Say that again. It becomes what?
Become a bit vague, not so clear.
Yes,
story
it becomes
becomes not
vague.
So clear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one more thought I'm having about this that might be helpful. Is there any sense when the sensations arise that you're supposed to release them or you're supposed to do something to change them?
Yes, I think I should do something to release so that I can help myself.
Yeah, of
course.
Yeah.
Well, either you want to do something, want to see the doctor, want to take some medicine, want to do some therapy, want to release to all the stuff.
Yeah, good. Okay. And that makes sense. When sensations are uncomfortable or when emotions or life is uncomfortable, it's normal to want to change it and to also think that it means something about us if we're not able to.
Yes.
So what if, just try this on for a moment. What if you were to let go of the project of trying to fix or change the sensations? If you were just to fire yourself from that job, what does that bring up?
If I fire myself on doing this, that's terrible. Feels scared.
Good. Okay. So would you be willing to move towards that fear a little bit right now?
Not sure.
Okay, that's good. So just welcome that.
Okay.
No push.
Yes.
I'm just putting it out there as a question. What if the whole project of trying to fix these sensations is actually a convenient distraction from this fear? Keeps you very busy.
Yes, it's a convenient distraction. And it keeps me busy and it keeps me stressful.
Yeah, so just for a moment, can you actually appreciate the sensations and the job that you have in trying to get rid of them? Can you appreciate all of that for helping keep you away from something even scarier?
Yes. Yes.
And just do that a little bit more. Just appreciate life showing up exactly as it is.
Yes. And sometimes I try to read a lot of book which talks about how to help myself, and I want to do exactly what the book told me so that I can help myself, and I reject other people, everything that disturb the way to help myself. And have resistance to, for example, my mom asked me to do, want to disturb the way to help myself, which I learned from book. I have strong resistance to it, and I really want to help myself that way. And the more sometimes it appears more stressful if I explore more about how to help myself.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Good to notice. Yeah. Do you say that's so weird?
Yeah, it's so weird. And the more I try to help, the problem feels more real.
Yeah, good. So again, just to point out, let's just touch on it again and see what happens.
Okay.
Imagine dropping the project. Imagine firing yourself from helping yourself. And again, in this new moment, just see what comes up.
Feels like nothing to rely on.
Yeah.
Just exposed to disaster.
Yeah, good. So I'm going to end, Winfred, with one more holistic release before we move on.
Yes.
Okay, so let yourself want to control life as much as you do through books, through strategies, through releasing. Let yourself want to control life as much as you do.
Yes.
And then let yourself be as out of control as you are.
Yes.
And then let yourself want to control as much as you do.
Yes.
And then let yourself be as out of control as you notice you are.
Yes.
And then one more time, see if you can let yourself want control and feel out of control at the same time. Just notice that's what's apparently happening.
Yes.
And is there any sense that any of this is serious, significant, or important?
Yes.
So just for now, just in this moment, could you let that go? Could you let go of making this more serious than it is? And just let it be what it is.
Okay.
How does that feel now?
Feels like, oh no, that's problem. Otherwise, oh no, like it can't be like this.
Yeah. Yeah, so I recommend if you're willing, and I know how dedicated you are to releasing, that I might spend a little more time on that oh no feeling, on the fear of what would happen if you stop trying to control so much, even
Yes.
more than releasing on the physical sensations or any of the content that comes up.
You mean just allow the no, allow the resistance and no, say no from out inside?
I mean, actually doing some welcoming on your attachment to releasing.
Okay.
Yeah, like the
Okay.
reading books and the fixing yourself, like maybe explore a little bit your attachment to self-help.
Yes, that's yes.
Yeah. And see what happens.
Okay.
This feel like a good place to stop?
Yeah, it feels like it just sound I can allow that to dissolve.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think this one is helped. Thank you. And can I ask for one more release or?
Let me, there's a few more hands up, so let me
Okay.
take some other people, and if there's more time, then you can definitely raise your hand again.
Okay, sure. Thank
Okay.
you.
Okay.
Thank
Bye,
you,
my
Mary.
friend. Okay, Bobby.
Oh, hi, Leah. Thank you so much for the call and everybody for being here tonight.
Yeah.
So many gains. Just feeling in flow for the most part, just with all the abundance and goodness in life. And so much of that is just staying open to whatever's happening and letting go. So I would love some, I have a goal. I'm in transition with moving and just like to kind of keep that stuff from coming up and out. So the goal is just to have a smooth and easy move as much as I can.
Yeah, okay. And so when you think the thought or you say the words, I'm having a smooth and easy move, I'm having a smooth and easy move, what does that bring up? Sensation, emotion, or thought?
Yeah, I think the thought is there's so much to do. Don't really know how it's all gonna get done.
Yeah, good. And is that thought welcome or is there some resistance to
It's pretty welcome.
it? Yeah, so what's here now when you think the thought, I'm having a smooth and easy move?
Funny, expecting myself to like procrastinate or that's what comes up.
Yeah, okay. Is there any wanting to procrastinate?
Wanting to procrastinate. No. It's more like a wanting to like use my time more efficiently.
Yeah, great. And is that wanting to use your time more efficiently, is that coming from anyone in control, approval? Security, separation, or oneness?
Yeah, thanks. It's wanting control.
Yeah, so just for right now, Bobby, see if you can just let yourself want control in this move as much as you do.
Yes. Yeah.
And notice any sense that there's a you to control this move.
There you go. There it is. Yes. Yes.
I just had the thought that it might be worth even rephrasing your goal to take the I out of it. Like,
allow the move to be smooth and easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. It feels great.
You want to do one more round or does that feel?
I'll do another round. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So say your goal again in the new way.
Yeah. Allow the smooth to go the smooth. Allow the smooth move. Yeah. Allow the move to be smooth and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you say that now, what do you notice?
Just like it just seems more possible. There's just an openness to the ease of it. Yeah.
And can you allow that openness a little bit more?
Yes.
And even more.
Yes, yeah.
Does that feel like a good place to stop?
Perfect. Thanks for your assistance. Really appreciate it, Leah.
Yeah. Wish you a smooth move, Bobby. all right, let's hear from Steve. Are you there, Steve? It looks
Hello?
Like you. Oh, there you are. Yeah.
Okay. Is the sound coming in okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, cool. So I guess basically I've been in a rental car for a while, and then I've been working and I've saved up some money, and then now I've been kind of procrastinating on buying a car, and that's kind of where I'm at. And I guess I just want to do some releasing on it in the sense of it, and then just because if I don't get it in the next couple of days, and I got to pay for more of the rental car, and that's kind of been an issue, I guess. And then there's other stuff with it that's been I definitely don't like, but I feel, I don't know, I'm just doing it to appease what's going on with what the mind wants to do. And it's kind of apathetic in nature of how I feel about it. And then I just don't feel myself like getting out of it in this. And I guess I'm not sure. And on that part, I feel like there's really nothing I can do, even though I know it can get better, but anyway, I'm not really sure where to go, but that's kind of my two cents.
Okay. All right. Well, I have some ideas on the car specifically, but before we go there, I just want to check, now that you've shared all that, what's here now? A thought, an emotion, a sensation?
An emotion.
Is that emotion welcome or allowed, or is there some resistance to it?
Yeah, there's some, it's like almost like I'm going to cry, and I don't know. And there's like definitely not wanting that, I guess.
Yeah, good. Okay, so just for now, see if you can allow both the wanting to cry and the not wanting to cry. Just let them both be here. It's happening anyway. See if you can make that kind of space for yourself, the part that wants to cry and the part that doesn't.
Okay. I go. I don't know if I'm connecting with the wanting to cry, but the not wanting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is the body wanting to cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thought I'm having is that the problem solving about what to do about the car is kind of a distraction from something that's happening emotionally. And the apathy also is sort of a way to get away from something that's wanting to be felt. Does that resonate?
In the sense, yeah, I think the apathy is more just about kind of like the tendencies that have been going on that I've been kind of, I don't know. I know they're not mentally, I know they're not true, but I keep like kind of going along with it, just like, just because I don't want to deal with the mind and I don't have enough time, I guess, or I just don't want to sit around and try to like release all the time. And that's like part of, I guess, the emotion in the sense, but like,
is there some trying to figure this out or understand it happening?
Not really. It feels more like give up and then. I guess the emotion at the same time and the crying almost coming up, but
so
okay, there was kind of both, but
yeah, so in this moment, can you just allow the wanting to give up to be here as much as you do? Just allow yourself to want to give up. And then if there's any resistance to that, any wanting to not give up, to figure it out, to solve it, to move forward, can you let that be here too?
Yeah, I guess there's like a trying to let go of the wanting to give it up almost because I want to move forward. So that's like,
yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah. So again, we'll just welcome both back and forth, but you're noticing they're coexisting. So there's a wanting to give up.
Yeah.
And also a wanting to figure it out or move forward. You're just letting both be here.
I didn't really see that as part of the same thing, though. It still feels like separate in the sense, like, I don't know if it's. I guess I'm trying to think of, like, how is that two sides of the same coin in the sense?
Well, let's try this. How about just let yourself give up right now? Just give up.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then notice there's a wanting to move forward, a wanting to figure it out. And then it sounds like as soon as you think that, there comes in something like apathy, or it's too hard, or I won't be able to, or some kind of resistance. Is that right?
Yeah.
So see if you can just allow yourself to want to move forward, to want to figure this out, and allow the resistance or the doubt or the fear to be here.
Okay.
And then if you don't go into past and you don't go into future, what's here now?
I get like none of it's here now, but then it's just anticipation comes up, and then I'm gonna have to keep going through it, I guess. And there's not really.
So anticipation's here, and I just wanna say for you and also for everyone, the reason I said don't go into past and don't go into future, what's here now, is because in my experience, when an issue is starting to feel pretty intense or tight or urgent or any kind of big, if my kind of nervous system is tight and active, I can't get clarity. I can't really even do the releasing. So my first step is to start to calm myself in the present, which requires paying attention to what's here now. What are my sensations? What are my emotions? What thoughts are coming up here now? Because in the present is always handleable. It's past and future that sometimes feel too big to handle. So I always want to start by seeing if we can start to downregulate the nervous system by just paying attention to what's here now. And then it's easier to start to bring in the potential future to do some welcoming around. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. I guess when I think of like somebody telling me to go into like, don't think of the past and the future, then it's like, I feel like I'm not getting it unless I get like a sense of peace, I guess. And I usually don't.
Oh yeah. Well, that makes sense. If I ask you what's here now and you think there's a right answer, it makes it hard to actually welcome what is actually here now.
Okay. So you're just saying like what's coming up basically. And
totally. It can be anxiety. It can be panic. It can be anticipation, I think is the word you used. Whatever it is the right answer.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter what's coming up. It just matters really that you're attending to yourself kindly, which by that I just mean actually looking with curiosity, what's here now. That's a really kind thing to do for yourself.
Okay,
so you might open your eyes if they're closed. Just look around your environment for a moment.
Okay,
and then again, what's here now in this moment? Sensation, emotion, or thought?
Just breathing and kind of tightness in the chest, a little bit of trying, I guess, and then That's about most of it. Yeah.
That's great. So just for now, see if you can just welcome all of that. Just let it be here. The breathing, the trying, the tightening in the chest. Just welcome it. It's just what's happening. Giving it full permission to be.
Okay.
So it sounds like you have a decision to make, whether to buy a car in the next 2 days or pay for more time on your rental. Is that right?
Basically, I'm going to buy a car. I'm just deciding on what car to buy in the sense. And then okay. I feel like it's going to happen. I've been having trouble, like, I guess mentally with what's coming up, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like some of it released today, which is nice, but I guess part of it is I'm unsure about kind of what I need to do for the vehicle stuff. And then I'm also kind of like a little bit afraid of like what the mind's going to come up with about different things that are happening, because that's been kind of, I guess, scattered, and it happened. I know it happened before and it's not happening anymore. I just am like, the tendencies that have been going on is like I've been trying to avoid in order to like not hear certain thoughts and things like that. And I know that's like keeping them going, but that's kind of like what the apathy was about. Like, it was more just like, okay, I keep doing this again and again, even though I know it's not true, but I still try to like conform myself to trying to avoid it, even though like I guess there's a shouldn't, and then a kind of over this and why did this happen to me kind of feeling and all that kind of stuff, and just kind of you know, like I was almost out of it before, so that's coming up too. And then like,
so what would you rather have than all of this?
Freedom.
Okay, so just for a moment, just for now, try on freedom. To even want something, we have to know what it is. So see if you can intend freedom right now. Even just for a breath.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'm not sure. I want freedom from it, so it feels like I'm almost trying to push it away in order to get, not really that, but
yeah, so
like I'm going for a feeling when you say that, and I don't know if that's correct.
Well, if it's so, I'm reflecting you back to you. So if what you're wanting is freedom, and then I say try on freedom, whatever you try on when we use that label is right.
Okay.
Okay, so we're just going to do a little bit of holistic here.
Yeah.
Okay, so put your attention on freedom, whatever you mean by that, as best you can, even if it's just 1%.
Okay.
And then put your attention on problem solving as much as you have been or are. And as you do that, just sort of notice what happens in the body.
Okay.
And then put your attention on freedom as best you can.
Okay.
And then put your attention on figuring out, problem solving, fighting with the mind as much as you are.
Okay.
And then again, put your attention on freedom.
Okay.
And then one more time, let yourself experience yourself, your life, your mind as a problem as much as you have been. And then let yourself experience yourself as freedom as much as you are. And if that brings up any resistance, see if you can allow the resistance in the freedom that you are. Freedom includes resistance.
Okay.
So my recommendation is to keep going back and forth with these two.
Okay.
And if you start to feel a little bit more space, a little bit more freedom, you might begin to ask from freedom, what's my next action around this car? So instead of from the problem like angle, where okay, it's hard to get answers, from freedom, what's the next action? And just see what happens.
Okay, that works. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for raising your hand. Nice to talk to you.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Giovanni.
Hey, Leah.
Hey.
I would like to release on, there's a lot of wanting to make lots of money. And I feel, I don't know if it's a belief or a story, that I struggle to hit that mark to make lots of money, like more than enough or an abundance of money. And yeah, I guess I just wanted to release around that, or at least my wanting it, or
yeah, great.
Anything around that.
Is there any sense that the wanting to make lots of money, more than enough money, is there any resistance to that?
Yes, there is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, so
sorry, I'm still releasing from the last caller. It's really deep releasing.
Okay. No apology needed.
Great.
So what's here now?
Well, a lot. I feel a lot more of resistance flowing out, I guess. Besides that, sorry, I'm trying to close my eyes now. Yeah, not really, nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Just resistance flowing. More resistance keeps coming up.
So let's just sit with that for a minute. Let's just let the resistance come up. There's no goal, there's nowhere to get.
I guess I just noticed. I just noticed there's resistance to the resistance. So it's that same thing. It's funny.
Take your time.
Okay. I feel like there's some pressure towards that, towards resistance coming up. I don't know if it's something else. Or, I mean, I don't think I have clarity on that. I don't know what's going on.
Is there some trying to figure it out?
Yeah, I could let that go. That, yeah, I can't figure it out. Okay, I can let go of the mind for now.
So does there still feel like a topic, or does even that feel released right now? Are you still there, Giovanni?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, but if you said anything in the last 30 seconds, I didn't hear it.
Oh, I said, I just forgot what I said.
Okay. Well, I asked if there still feels like a topic or if it released, and then I didn't hear anything. Oh, no, I can't hear you again.
There's no topic, but there is. Still resistance coming up, or pressure, or pushing it down, or running away from the resistance.
What is running away from the resistance?
Nothing. So you said just sit with this, or
no, but I. Well, when I hear you, it sounds like something is just sort of unraveling right now. And you would have to go into the mind and reconstruct a problem to work on it rather than just letting go happen. Does that resonate?
Yes, yes, definitely.
So I would say, yeah, maybe just keep letting whatever's happening that happen. And your topic may not even come back. It might be burning up in this release right now. Who knows?
Yes, it is. I just one last thing on this.
Yeah.
On just the feeling that's unraveling. How do I say this? And maybe I haven't. I guess I'm trying to wonder how you did this, because it's working. But I don't know if later I'm going to hold on and not do this. Or do the opposite, which, or I guess I'm saying, how do I continue to do this on my own? This unraveling on just what's coming up. Okay, I think that's the mind trying to pull me out of it, right? I guess. Or
yeah, probably. And you can just welcome that too. So that's actually, I hear that as sort of more the unraveling, like. I have a picture sometimes when I'm releasing like this of falling down a hole, like an infinite hole, like Alice in Wonderland. And the mind and the arms are just kind of trying to grab out for anything solid. And then there's just like this falling, falling, falling.
Yes, that's so cool. Could we just do this for 5 more seconds just so I feel confident to or get a
Totally.
screenshot of it?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm just really surprised that letting go is happening. I'm not even trying to do it or not even doing anything.
Yeah, it
That's
sounds like
really.
you're sort of noticing the naturalness of it.
Wow. And I'm not doing this? It's just happening?
Well, are you?
Definitely not. I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah, so I recommend you said, like, how do I do this on my own? What I'd recommend doing is exactly what you actually are doing, which is just keep paying attention. Like, what does this feel like? Because it gives the body some memory.
Wow, this is really, really cool. Okay, so what does this feel like, you said?
Yeah,
Wow.
just be intimate with your experience as it's happening.
Okay,
That's
so like
all.
stay with it?
Yeah, just stay with it.
That is super cool.
And if it
Thank you.
starts to like go away, then just be with that. Yeah.
Wow, that's really, really awesome. It's really cool to say it's a breakthrough.
Wow. Well, you're not doing it. I'm not doing it either. It's just what's happening.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Leah. That's perfect. It's
you're
perfect.
welcome. Enjoy, Giovanni.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left. And there are no hands. So if anybody has a last minute question, or Winfred, if you still wanted to ask for your release, you can go ahead and raise your hand. And also, I just want to make an announcement to let you know that next week, Hale, along with myself and three other instructors, are going to be doing a new course called Effortless Releasing. It starts on Monday, August 11th. I think that's Monday. It starts on August 11th. And you can learn more about the event at sedona.com/effortless. Sedona.com/effortless. So it's going to be 1 hour a day for 6 days, and you'll get five different teachers. Okay, so that's that. And let's just see, does anyone else have something for the last few minutes that they'd like to ask, share, or get assistance with? You can also ask for a group release. Okay, Todd.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Crikey, where do I start? Yes, I'm feeling pressure.
And is there resistance to that pressure?
Absolutely.
And is it your resistance or your pressure? Or does it feel that way?
I'm not sh yes. Oh.
So what's here now, Todd?
There's relief. There's a little bit of like collapsing. And there's some tension in my eyes and face.
And is all of that welcome or just apparently what's happening?
No, none of it's welcome. None of it's welcome. Yeah. I'm noticing some hunger.
You say hunger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate. Not sure what else there is, really.
Great.
Thinking of, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for saying hi.
Thank you, Leah.
Right. Any last minute questions, shares, or assistance with our final 3 minutes? Okay, then I will just send us off with a very short group release. So notice any sense that life seems to be primarily about solving problems, one problem after the next, one releasing topic after the next. Notice any sense that freedom will come from solving all the problems. And then open to the possibility that what's really going on is love. Love in all its flavors, love as resistance, love as hunger, love as apathy, love as frustration, love as discomfort, just love expressing itself as life. And then again, notice any sense that life is about solving problems and that we can't be happy until all the problems are solved. And let that feel as true as it does or as true as it has. And then open to the possibility that life is love. Expressing itself. Opening to the possibility that life is love. Nothing to fix, nothing to solve, nothing to get rid of. Just this. All right. Thank you all so much for being here. And hope to see you on a future event. Goodbye.